Hello, this is Marissa Williams with KSDP's First Newscast. Coming up, we will talk about Governor Walker's budget cuts and vetoes, and then a special report from KSDP on pink salmon. Governor Bill Walker cut permanent fund dividends Wednesday to $1,000 per person, about half of the projected amount. The cut was one of the series of reductions that Walker made to lower the state's budget by $1.5 billion. Walker says he made the changes to reduce the amount of savings the state must spend to cover the budget. And he says he cut dividends to preserve PFDs into the future. The state is on track to exhaust its savings in 4 years without cuts. He says he'll take the blame for reducing PFDs. He expressed hope that this will make it easier for lawmakers to approve his long-term fiscal plan for state government. Walker vetoed $1.2 billion from the budget, which includes delaying payment of $430 million in oil and gas tax credits into the future. In addition to the vetoes, Walker delayed $250 million in road and bridge repairs, and he shut down two mega projects, the Kinnick Arm Bridge and the Susitna-Wautauna Dam. Walker says the state can't balance its budget only through cuts. His vetoes fall heavily on K-12 education, which would lose $58 million, but he says he had to do it. The largest share of his K-12 cut is the amount the state uses to partially reimburse local governments for school bonds. Walker, a former mayor and city councilman, says he's well aware his decision just takes that burden off the state. He also cut $10 million from rural school construction. The governor also vetoed $10 million from the University of Alaska and held back $80 million from the Higher Education Fund, which pays performance scholarships. The Anchorage School District says its share of the education cuts comes to more than $16 million, mostly from lost debt reimbursement. Walker signed the operating, mental health, and capital budgets for the fiscal year that starts on Friday. Up next is our special report on the record-breaking pink salmon harvest in June. It's summertime in the coastal waters of southwest Alaska, and the best way to tell besides the berries and sunshine are the arrival of the salmon. Early mainland openers, warm water conditions, and a strong Chinook sockeye harvest have made the 2016 Area M salmon season worth remembering. But Lisa Fox says the pink salmon harvest will have people talking for years.
This is, I think, the record year for pink salmon in June. Yeah, we broke the record a couple days ago. I think before it was 2.42 million pinks, and we're at like 2.8.
That's Lisa Fox, lead area biologist for the Area M fishery, and she's not the only one keeping a close eye on these numbers. And she wonders, where are the fish coming from?
Hard to say where these fish are going or what it means for, you know, stocks around the state or anything like that. They could just be milling here and then returning to these streams, or they could be traveling through, or it's kind of an unknown. We all are asking the same question. I did get up and fly a couple surveys, and there's not much in the streams yet. There's a couple thousand fish here and there, but not anything crazy. So it's traveling fish. Where they're traveling is kind of anybody's guess.
It is not possible to tell where the fish originate, but scientists and researchers can look at data from past years to consider the connection between early pink salmon in June and the post-June harvest. Fox notes, the correlation may not be strong.
There's not really any correlation between how many fish are caught in the June fishery versus how many caught in the post-June fishery. I've had reports that the fish are really big that are coming in this year, so I don't know if that just means that it's been really good ocean conditions, really good survival conditions. I do know that for the fish that are returning this year, that's the case. They had really good juvenile freshwater rearing conditions.
Biologists are not the only ones noticing this surprise appearance. Fishermen have found their nets swarming with pinks during a time when sockeye should be running thick, and they've been buzzing about what they see.
But I've never seen this many this time of the year. They were here 2 weeks ago. They've never been here like this ever.
This comes from a fisherman of over 50 years, and he is being blown away by what he has seen so far. Remember, the 2015 salmon season was also a record-breaking year for overall pink salmon harvests. Over 15 million fish were delivered to the dock. Longtime fisherman David Dillard has been listening to the skippers along with the processors, and he echoes much of what is being said throughout the fleet in Sandpoint.
The old timers tell me that they've never seen anything like it this early, this many pink salmon. I think Dryden has already processed 2 million of them.
It's too early to tell what will happen for the rest of the season this year. Fishing has stopped for the post-June break, but a strong local escapement has already allowed for another mainland opening in the northwest Stepovac area. Right now, fishermen are on a week-long break, enough time to catch up on net mending, sleep, and this year perhaps some berry picking. There's an old belief that goes back for decades that says, if the salmon berries come early, the pink salmon will run thick. Right now, people on the Alaska Peninsula are putting salmon berries in their buckets a full 2 months ahead of the schedule. It seems that maybe this year, the saying might be true. In Sandpoint, I'm Marissa Williams.